So if you want to become free from fear, can we replace Krishna with some other god?
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
yeah. Okay. So the point here is that there is a cultural conception of God. There is a philosophical definition of God, and there is a spiritual revelation of God. The three different things. Cultural conception. So cultural conception means that we have brought up in a particular culture, and maybe in that culture there were so many different gods, and Krishna happens to be one of them. So he is just one god among many Hindu gods which we have. So this is the conception which we have got from our culture. You go beyond that, there is a philosophical definition of God. That philosophical definition is Sarva Karana Karana, the cause of all causes. That from which everything comes. That is the definition of God. So, if we look at the Bhagavad Gita, and broadly speaking, it's not just the Bhagavad Gita. If you look at the Bible, if you look at the Quran, the attributes of God that are described. The Bhagavad Gita says, Aksharanam Akarosmi. I am the first letter, A. The Bible letter says, I am the Alpha and the Omega of all things. So there are many different books which may talk about God. In terms of the attributes of God that are described, they are very similar. So when you talk about a philosophical definition of God, there is no question of having many gods. There is only one supreme being. So as I said, even if you say the cause of all causes, the source of everything, has to be one. It cannot be many. So in that sense, if we, for the time being, put the cultural conception aside and look at the philosophical definition, the Bhagavad Gita is describing God in terms of a philosophical definition that is universal. Beyond that, there is spiritual revelation. So, who is God actually? We are at a material level of consciousness. So at present, we can't perceive who God is. We can analyze and we can, okay, the philosophical definition of God makes sense. But in terms of spiritual revelation, it's when we become purified, when our consciousness becomes spiritualized, then who God is revealed to us. So now there have been great saints in the past who have devoted themselves and they have got certain realizations. So the Vedic scriptures describe that God is a person who has six attributes. So it's wealth, fame, knowledge, strength, renunciation, beauty. Not only does he have these six attributes, he has them in his zenith, in their fullness. And there are many leelas which Krishna has performed in which he demonstrates these attributes. So if say somebody just comes into this room and says, I'm the president of America. Oh really? How do I know whether that person is the president or not? Person may, but if the person is the president, that person should have the power. If they decide that the army should move, the army will move. The US Army, the US Navy. So the president, you know from the power of the president. So there is an objective definition of the president. These are the powers the president must have. And there is a particular subject, a particular person. If the person has those powers, you may say, okay, this person is the president. So like that, the Bhagavad Gita uses the objective definition of God. And there, it presents as a spiritual revelation. This is God. And there are other scriptures in the Bhagavatam where his activities are described, where he demonstrates these powers. So, if we just stick to cultural conception, we may feel that God is just there can be an interchangeability in the object of worship. But if we understand the philosophical definition, we understand there has to be one object of worship. Now, who that particular object is, that we will realize when we do get the spiritual revelation. But till then, we can use our analysis. And the scriptures give us analysis. The Bhagavad Gita gives us some analysis. The scriptures give us analysis. So there is an objective criteria of what God should possess, and Krishna possesses that. So therefore, we consider Krishna to be God. But it is not that we consider, it's based on just our feelings. It's based on